I remember when my oldest granddaughter went through the why stage. No matter what the topic, she had one question. Why? Why is an orange orange? Why does the light go on when you open the refrigerator? Why do I have to eat my green beans? As I look back on those days, I conclude that asking why is a good thing. It's often about the only way to get to the root of an issue to bring new facts to light. And it's certainly true of the Bible. For instance, the Bible tells us that God has given to the church certain gifted men. But why? The answer lies in the book of Ephesians. The Apostle Paul says God gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And then Paul tells us why in the next verse. For the equipping of the people of God, in order that the people of God might carry out the work of the ministry. God, in His wisdom, has done a wonderful thing. He has included you and me in the great task of introducing men and women to Jesus Christ. What if the Bible told us that witnessing, sharing Christ with others, was out of bounds for people like you and me? What if the Bible told us that helping a new babe in Christ learn to take those first steps of discipleship was reserved for others, and we were simply to occupy a pew on Sunday morning? No, God involves us all in His great plan of redemption. The Apostle Peter reminds us, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that you should declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Friend, the exciting truth is God has called every believer to be an ambassador of Christ, impacting the workforce, the classroom, the health club, wherever you work and play, with the good news of Christ. But we need training, and that's why God gave certain people the job of equipping and training those in the pew to work for Christ. It's easy to sit by and let your pastoral staff do all the work, but that was never God's intention. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.